When Seattle moved to a system of neighborhood schools instead of district-wide school choice, they continued to give some kids rides to their old schools during the transition. That's supposed to end this year, but cutting off bus service for that last 1,800 students would overburden their neighborhood schools, forcing the district to add expensive portable classrooms. Operations Chief Peggy McAvoy says the district has done the math.
That would cost us about $2.2 million. If we continued the grandfathering of that transportation and kept those service standards alive, it would only cost us $500,000.
McAvoy says staff will likely recommend that move to the school board. She spelled out the transportation issues at a community meeting on school crowding. Even without the busing change, the district will need to add more than 50 new home rooms to accommodate growing enrollment. That doesn't even include some schools, such as Eckstein Middle School, which are bursting but stable. Parent Jennifer Beely says that's a big oversight.
My child was not allowed to carry her binder or her backpack or even go to her locker during passing classes because they would bump things and they couldn't get through the hallways. Just because the enrollment isn't increasing this year doesn't mean that it isn't on fire.
The fixes are all short-term anyway. If voters pass a capital levy next year, the district will build new buildings and rejigger attendance boundaries to accommodate the new students. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.